Jim Nordland, the state's USDA Rural Development Director, gathered his statewide managers and program directors together in Anchorage earlier this month to galvanize the outreach his agency is promoting in pursuit of community economic growth in the five regions the agency serves within Alaska. During the training session, Nordland brought his staff together to hear panels of professional economic developers so they could listen to and learn from the experts. He said he'd like his staff to be, quote, more knowledgeable and proactive in pursuing projects in rural Alaska that can result in a better quality of life and more jobs.
Yeah, a lot of people are very surprised to know the level of activity that we have in the state. In the past 5 years, we have done $1.5 billion worth of investments, loans and grants in the areas of electric and telecom, business, housing, and community facilities, as well as sewer and water projects in rural Alaska.
And Nordland says USDA Rural Development has plenty of money to lend. He said the department has a $200 billion loan portfolio nationwide. All of Alaska is not considered rural, however. Anchorage, for instance, has too great a population. Rural communities are defined by the number of houses and businesses or the size of their power and telecommunications utilities. But Nordland says most of the state is considered rural, and that means it faces hurdles in creating jobs. And he says federal programs, such as the loan programs his agency offers, are available to help small communities get local businesses started.
Remember, most of what we do, and I think you'll see that reflected across the federal government now, are they're getting to be fewer and fewer grants. But we do have really attractive loan programs, and because loans get paid back to the federal treasury, Congress has been much more accepting of our loan programs, and so we have plenty of loan money available, either for community facilities or businesses, as well as utilities.
One challenge, the loan opportunities are often not tapped by the entities that could be using them. Nordland says one goal of his department is to support projects that improve quality of life. He points out that 20 years ago, most rural Alaska villages didn't have running water or flush toilets. And now most do, in part because of USDA funding and partnerships with other entities, such as the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, and the Indian Health Service.
We've all been partners in providing better sanitation conditions in rural Alaska, and I think that obviously helps to improve the quality of life.
Presenters such as Brian Holst, Executive Director of the Juneau Economic Development Council, and Annie Fritzi, the Economic Development Director for the Bristol Bay Native Association, spoke about their role in promoting development from idea to reality. Holst advised looking to local products and attractions to devise money-producing ideas. Annie Fritzi says one idea in her community is the recycling of cardboard boxes that normally would be dumped in the landfill. She says they can be used to make pellets for fuel and says that the idea is on the drawing board now, but a USDA rural grant could help pay for a pellet-making machine. Bill Pobb, executive director of the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation, says small businesses can be an economic stimulator, although they face an uphill challenge in rural areas. Pobb said economic development and community development are two different things, but both need the other to succeed. He said Alaska's small workforce and long distance from the lower 48 is a big drawback to both local entrepreneurs and to companies seeking to locate in the state.
There's only 730,000 of us in the state. We don't have a large available workforce, and that makes it very challenging for new businesses trying to invest in terms of finding the workforce that they need.
Pop said transportation costs to and from Alaska is one of the major blocks to the development of state manufacturing. I'm Ellen Lockyer.